This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay. The World Cup quarterfinal round is set, and it is spectacular. It is going to be amazing. So unfortunately, we've got 2 days now without soccer, Wednesday and Thursday, before we'll have two quarterfinal games coming up on Friday. So the bracket is set. On the left side, it will be Argentina and the Netherlands. Winner of that game plays the winner of Brazil and Croatia. On the right side, it is England and France, and the winner of that game will play the winner of Portugal and Morocco. Morocco is the the team that you look at this, like one of these teams is not like the other. Morocco upsetting Spain in penalty kicks, 0-0 through 120. Morocco thumping Spain in the penalty kick edition of the game. So Morocco moving on to the quarterfinal to take on Portugal. We'll have a discussion right now, but in order to have that discussion, Jake, we need some Mario music, please. So I guess my first question would be this. We can talk about individual games, who we like. We can also do that on Thursday, right? And we can do it on Friday for the games on Friday and Saturday. Big picture here. Futures, golden ball, boot, glove. Who's going to win the tournament? Now that we have the bracket actually in front of us, Ken, are there any bets that you are like looking to make or have made?
Well, I think the fun way to start this, I'm just bringing up one thing real quick. The fun way to start this, give me 1 second to look up something, and I'm almost there. Okay, great. I have a trivia question for you. It relates to this tournament too. You don't have to, it's not like old soccer or something like that. I think these trends are just fun. I do. I think they're fun. We'll see if they end up being predictive. What do I know about soccer? There have been 9 World Cups since they went to the group and then knockout stage format. The first one was in 1986. The first time they like went with this kind of a format. Now they've changed the groups a little bit since then, but it's like really kind of the same thing. It just third place teams used to go into the knockout round and stuff. There have been 9. This is the 10th. So there were 9 World Cups like to study entering this one. In all nine World Cups, the team that won the World Cup won their group and scored in every match. In group play, won their group and scored in all 3 matches. There are 2 teams in this World Cup that won their group and scored in all 3 matches.
Okay, those 2 teams are, yeah, well, Portugal is one.
That's correct.
And the Dutch are the other.
And the Netherlands is the other one. So just if you believe in this kind of thing, every other time, team that won the World Cup won their group every time that we've had groups, just for what it's worth. Which is kind of funny because Spain didn't win their group and they're out. That's actually kind of funny.
I'm trying to think like I know you're giving a trend just being like, hey, like this is like a little interesting.
You're thinking about the third match. You're thinking about
Like, yeah, because you'd like to know, like, how many of those had, like, you're sitting on six points, matter? Like, you are through.
Yep.
How many of them mattered?
Sure. To be fair, I mean, if the teams won their groups, if they won their group, and every winner except Spain won their first match, I bet a lot of them were in that situation. They all won their first match. That definitely, like, a lot of them are in that situation where they're, like, kind of going for it, but not really. They're sitting a few guys, and they still managed to get points in the match anyway. So that's pretty crazy. And then, let's see. I think I had another one that was pretty good. Every World Cup winner won their group again, did not lose the second or third match.
Okay.
So, like, got points in matches 2 and 3 in group play. It's happened all 9 times. Like, even Spain went win-win in 2 and 3 of the group play. So won their group and didn't lose the second match and didn't lose the third match. There are 3 teams that fit that description.
So won their group and didn't lose the second or third match.
Correct. Got points in both matches.
All right, so Argentina.
Correct.
Portugal.
No, they lost the third match.
Oh, they did. They lost to South Korea. Argentina. The Dutch, again?
Yep.
And then didn't lose the second or third match. Is that... Well, Croatia didn't win their group, though.
No, they didn't.
Japan did. Oh, England.
The team we haven't mentioned yet. Yep, England. So it's just kind of... So just again, like, these might have no weight. Maybe a team that goes loss, loss, win will end up winning the World Cup at some point. I just think it's kind of fun. We played 9 of these with group format. All 9 times the winner won their group. All 9 times... The team didn't lose match 2 or match 3, and they would be in situations that were really advantageous.
Is this ending
three.
With you making a case for the Dutch to win the World Cup?
Yes.
The best footballing nation to never win a World Cup.
Yes, that's correct. That's what this case is ending with. They're 14-1 to win the tournament right now. Way, way higher odds than all of the other contending countries. They haven't lost a match in like 18 months. They're 14-1. They're the only team that fits these trends, which is a terrible reason to make a bet, except like the price is also outrageous. So just like that's it has like if they fit all the trends and they were -150, you wouldn't bet them, obviously. You wouldn't be like, well, the trends. But I'm just saying, like, I think the point of this for me was because I just like
great
looking at this stuff. I think it's fun.
Love Louis Van Gaal, great manager.
And just the crazy thing is, I guess what this points to is just there are more indicators on them than the market seems to think. And maybe they're just better than the market seems to think. Like, maybe they're just way better than the market thinks. Recent results in the tournament.
They're pretty good based on this line against Argentina, right?
But how can that be true? They're way, way, way longer. It's because they're going to have to play Brazil next. That's why the market's longer on them. But they're 14 to win the tournament. Just and if you're right, or if I'm right, rather, should they be plus against Argentina?
They're +125, so it's not like Argentina's -1. I feel like people would think like the number should be bigger. For Argentina should be a bigger favorite.
But you know what's funny about that? And this is like, look, I lose single match bets. This is not like Ken soccer better. This is just like Ken fan of the World Cup who's watched every match. Like you and I both watched every match of this tournament. Do you think Argentina's better than the Netherlands?
Yeah,
I think they're at a minimum the same, or the Netherlands is a little better.
I don't think Argentina's like a lot better, but I do think Argentina's better.
I think Messi is obviously the best player on either team, and he's a big part of their team quality. I don't know, man. Like, what? How can we say that the Netherlands is worse than this team? They've passed more tests than every team so far. Like, all they've done is pass everything.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
All right, let's do this. Who wins England and France? Just give me a winner of the game.
England.
Who wins Portugal, Morocco?
Portugal.
Who wins Brazil, Croatia?
Brazil.
Who wins Argentina, the Netherlands?
Netherlands.
Who wins England and Portugal?
Portugal.
Who wins Netherlands and Brazil?
Brazil is more likely to win, I would bet, the Netherlands.
Who wins Netherlands, Portugal?
In that match, the Dutch, probably.
Okay, so if you think this, then there have to be like a lot of bets that can be made as a result. Like,
well,
your
I've advocated
the Golden Glove.
Well, I wrote about this a lot over at the Substack. Knoppert Golden Glove is like for sure a bet at that point.
Okay.
Like if they're, especially like Alisson had like gave up a goal too and like didn't have many saves. I bet a really, really crazy price that was left up on the Moroccan goalie. I don't think he's going to win, but like you have, like when he saves three penalties and he's 40-1, you have to bet it. Knoppert, like Gakpo, I guess.
Can I give you a weird one here? Okay, so the Netherlands are playing Argentina, presumably here. Let's say that this goes the way you think it's going to go.
Okay.
Argentina, Brazil, and then like England, France, or Portugal, right?
Yep.
Chances are they conceded one and could have conceded more to the United States. So if this is going to happen, they're going to have to score like multiple goals in every game to get it there, because they are likely to concede in all of these games.
They're going to play some pretty high scoring matches, you would think.
Okay, so if that's true, their best goal scorer is now healthy and scored in the last game.
He's only on one. Right?
Is Memphis Depay worth betting? So, but again, if you think they're going to win or at least get to the final and have it be super competitive, they are going to have to score at least two goals against Argentina's going to score. Brazil's going to, I'm not saying the Netherlands can't win, just that they're going to have to outscore teams to win. And they can. They, got, they have the firepower. They're going to have to score multiple goals in all these games. He's their best player.
Well, would you rather bet Gakpo 20 or Depay 100?
So Gakpo has 3 and Depay has 1?
He has 3.
I'd rather put on the blue suede shoes.
Okay, that's interesting. The other thing that can happen here, because you're going to be like, well, wait, like you bet the Dutch against Brazil.
He could have a race against Argentina and they win and they're level on goals with 2 more to play.
Well, the other part of this is, there's so much more I want to do here, but we don't have enough time on the show. We don't, you don't have to believe me, that even if you just think they beat Argentina and that's it. If they beat Argentina, they guarantee playing all 7, because even if they lose to Brazil, they fall in the third place match. Guess what happens in the third place match all the time? It ends like 5-4. Guess what happens in that match? That's actually better for the bets, if you're going to bet them to score goals. You don't want them to go to the final. The final's 1-0. Like, that's the final every time, basically, except for France-Croatia. So just like, if you really, I mean, if I guess it's, I guess the point is, if you think the Dutch are really live to beat Argentina, I do, whatever. But if you do or don't, who cares? If you do, then you almost have to bet these. Because, like, they're going to play Brazil. Their most likely path if they beat Argentina is lose to Brazil in a high-scoring game, go to the third place match, which is also a high-scoring game. That's, like, that's the likely path if they beat Argentina. That's the most likely thing. I'm going to bet them to win the tournament.
What about Memphis to score the most goals?
Well, I had such good luck with Alvaro Morata at 16-1 to win the Golden Boot. So, you know, I just
but again, like, Morata sucks.
You
and,
warned
like, Memphis doesn't.
You warned me against that too. You were like, Morata's gonna Morata. Just like, and they did.
Again, listen, you have an opportunity right now at 100-1 to put on the blue suede shoes.
Yeah.
And board the plane. Touch down in the land of whatever is happening in Qatar.
Orange.
In the middle of the pouring rain. WC Andy. NBA and NHL bets to close the show right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.